How likely is a defendant convicted of a crime to commit another crime in the future? Pennsylvania is expected to start using what's called risk assessment to help determine prison time. It would be a data-driven sentencing process based on the statistical probability that a criminal will reoffend. Ben Castleman has been investigating this for the website 538. And Ben, why don't you explain how this works? What risk factors in particular would be used to help determine a sentence?
Yeah, so these are statistical tools. They try to take a lot of information about a person and then try to understand how likely they are to reoffend. In Pennsylvania specifically, they'd be looking at sex and age and prior criminal history, and in some cases, whether the person lives in an urban or a rural setting. But there are other tools like this that are used around the country that sometimes use things like education, employment, lots of other factors that can end up in there.
Now, you mentioned criminal history, and that is a real question here because it seems like it would risk baking in current racial disparities in the justice system. If you're using arrests and convictions, aren't you compounding a problem of bias?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a real concern there that even though it sounds on the surface like it would be fair to consider somebody's past actions in their sentencing, that if there are racial biases in the justice system, and of course we know that there are, that this becomes a feedback loop, that you get pulled over and arrested more likely because you're black, and then that ends up being a higher risk factor, and so you spend more time in jail as a result.
Ben, would this be used exclusively? Would the risk assessment be the only driver of what sentence is given by a judge?
No, judges would still retain discretion. They would have the ability to set aside the risk assessment recommendation if there were other factors that they thought overrode it.
What's the ultimate goal? Is it to make sentencing fairer, to lower the prison population? What's the idea behind it?
It's really interesting because this has been embraced by sort of a diverse group of people kind of across the ideological spectrum. You have sort of liberal groups that think this is a way of reducing incarceration. You have conservative groups that see it as a way of saving money and potentially reducing recidivism. And of course, as long as it's in the purely theoretical, then it can accomplish all of these things. The moment that you have to actually put it into practice, of course, then you have to start making trade-offs.
It does seem that if you're using statistics in this way, basically coming up with a formula to determine the likelihood that someone will commit another crime, that ignores individual life circumstances, any changes that that person might have had in his or her life.
Yeah, so this is something that comes up all the time with these is, first of all, is it fair to make decisions based on factors that are outside of people's control? Is there a way to measure the way that somebody has changed over time? But then also, even sort of deeper than that, is a question of whether it's legitimate to sentence somebody based on probabilities. We don't know for sure whether somebody will commit another crime. A 75% chance sounds like a pretty high risk, but it still means that one in four people in that circumstance won't go on to reoffend. It's worth noting this is something that is being done in a number of other states, though mostly in a more limited way. But Missouri and Virginia and Utah all use this to some degree in the sentencing process.
Since this all seems so heavily driven by metrics, I do wonder how ultimately it will be judged, whether it's a success or not. How would they try to figure out whether it's working?
One of the real challenges with this is that the data can be difficult to measure, especially if, as in the case of Pennsylvania, they've adopted a number of reforms at once. It can be difficult to know what it is that's having the effect. If incarceration rates go down, is that because of risk assessment? Is that because of changing in other sentencing guidelines? Is it because of a drop in the overall crime rate? These can be very difficult things to measure, although we have these problems now. And so there's an argument to be made that injecting data into this at least gives us some ability to measure something that right now really might be immeasurable.
I've been talking with Ben Castleman, chief economics writer at 538. Their story on risk assessment for sentencing is done in collaboration with the Marshall Project. Ben, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.